Krishna Book, Canto 8, Kamsa, Chapter 42, Scene 1, Kubalaya Pida. After taking their baths and finishing all other morning duties, Krishna and Balaram could hear the beating of the kettle drums in the wrestling camp. Krishna and Balaram immediately prepared themselves to proceed to the spot just to see the fun. When Krishna and Balaram reached the gate of the wrestling camp, they saw a big elephant of the name Kubalaya Pida being tended by a caretaker. The caretaker was deliberately blocking their entrance by keeping the elephant in front of the gateway. Krishna could understand the purpose of the caretaker, and so Krishna prepared himself by tightening his dress before combating the elephant. Krishna began to address the caretaker in a very grave voice, as resounding as a cloud. "You miscreant caretaker, give way and let me pass through this gate. But if you block my way, I shall send you and your elephant to the house of death personified." The caretaker, being thus insulted by Krishna, became very angry, and in order to challenge Krishna, as was previously planned, the caretaker provoked Kubalaya Pida to attack. The elephant then moved before Krishna like inevitable death. The elephant rushed towards Krishna and tried to catch him with its trunk. But Krishna very dexterously moved behind Kubalaya Pida. Being able to see only to the end of its nose, Kubalaya Pida could not see Krishna hiding behind its legs. But Kubalaya Pida tried to capture Krishna with his trunk. Krishna again very quickly escaped capture and again ran behind Kubalaya Pida and caught its tail. Holding the elephant by its tail, Krishna began to pull it, and with very great strength, Krishna dragged the elephant for at least 25 yards, just as Garuda drags an insignificant snake. Krishna pulled Kubalaya Pida from this side to that, from right to left, just as Krishna used to pull the tail of a calf in his childhood. After this, Krishna went in front of the elephant and gave it a strong slap. Krishna then slipped away from Kubalaya Pida's view and ran to his back. Then, falling down on the ground, Krishna placed himself in front of Kubalaya Pida's two legs, causing the elephant to trip and fall. Krishna immediately got up, but Kubalaya Pida, thinking that Krishna was still lying down, tried to push an ivory tusk through the body of Krishna by forcibly stabbing it into the ground. Although the elephant was harassed and angry, the caretaker, riding on the head of Kubalaya Pida, tried to provoke the elephant further. The elephant then rushed madly towards Krishna. But as soon as Kubalaya Pida came within reach, Krishna caught hold of the trunk and pulled the elephant down. When Kubalaya Pida and the caretaker fell, Krishna jumped on the back of the elephant and broke it, and then killed the caretaker also. After killing Kubalaya Pida, Krishna took an ivory tusk on his shoulder, decorated with drops of perspiration and sprinkled with the blood of the elephant. Krishna felt very blissful and thus began to proceed towards the wrestling camp. Lord Balaram took the other tusk of the elephant upon his shoulder. Accompanied by their cowherder boyfriends, Krishna and Balaram entered the wrestling arena.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.